Okay, I'm not going to do the Ima Sefer, but we should start with the Hakdama, because Hakdamas are very important, and it's short. In the other Sefer, the Hakdama is about 20 pages. It's a shikl whether to do it or not. But this one we can do, it's only 3-4 pages. It'll take us a month, it's not a problem. Okay. I just want to tell you, you can eat if you don't wait for me. I want to tell you, I was ma'od mitlabeting whether to do the Sefer or not. Huh? I'll tell you now. Well, none of your business. The tzad not to do it is because I really want to go back and do the first chalek, go back and do imun and betochen and yusayudi, because the foundations are, first principles, foundations are very, very choshuv, and if you don't have them, you don't have anything. Mitzad sheni, you started the sefer, and everyone was very fascinated and very interested in it. It's a moedika sefer. And it's more odd relevant.
Sorry, this is Torah Shavuos and Torah
Shavuos. Lahachzia ton yeshena. That's the second chilek. We'll see. Lo mashenei what it is. The it's more odd nogaya whatever. So I said, all right, we'll do this. We'll finish this, and then we'll see afterwards. We'll go back there. We'll go back to this one. We'll see what the Olam wants. I'd like to learn Chovas HaLavav Shara Bechina. Also, lurking there in the background, needing to be learned. Okay, we'll see. That's a shame. Hakdama. No one's eating, so I'm going to start. Because if I don't start, no one will start. Is that what's going on here? And they're going to get cold. Oh, well, they even put chocolate in there. You just made these now? That's why you were late?
It's
so hot.
Saving away all night.
Oh, you can't even hold them this hot.
Really?
Serious? No, I'm not exaggerating.
I waited till they came out of the oven. Grab them.
They come straight from the oven.
Straight from the oven.
Well, they're made by your wife.
Amen.
Sleeping in my grandmother's house. I was a little kid. She used to wake me up at like 6 in the morning with freshly baked bulk. They were cold already. So I kind of wonder what time she must have got up.
For your wife, I'm not for you.
6 o'clock. Well, easy to laugh. The bulk are cold at 6 o'clock in the morning.
That's two for me.
Very nice.
Wow, they're hot.
Ooh.
You want to do one?
If you're not eating, people are going to get worried. Oh. If we get such good Rogalach, when we finish, we have to learn ya fast. No questions, no interruptions, no getting off the subject.
Amen.
It's not totally relevant to the Sefer. I'm going to go quickly because it's a Hakdama. There are parts of the Hakdama that are more chashuv. Zechini b'sante d'ishmaya sh'rabim v'toivim yishtatfu v'mishtatfim b'seminarim v'yumei ha'il ha'mizkaimim al yedei ilgun shalhevet ha'be midim ki ha'dvorim cholulu ma'hafach b'chayim v'ro al yodom shinu l'toive b'tchurabim. Many people have taken part and participated in Shalhevet's seminars and have reported that they had major changes in their lives. Also, publish the series called Pirkei Machshava that has acquired a very choshuv place on people's bookshelves, and many are learning them and learning them vav koinim vim shirim. People even have shirim in the sefer today. I think I was the first. I was the first to convey a shir in Pirkei Machshava almost 20 years ago. I had a problem because I was listening to your shirim and I knew how important they were, choshuv important for this generation, and when I tried to give them over, I couldn't. It's very hard to give over somebody who's Dvarim HaYotzim HaLev, who's talking from his own internal experiences, when it's so internalized, to try and give it over. The words just don't do it. The Olech, I was struggling with it. And then he came to visit us in the old yeshiva, in Yerushalayim, when we were still in Yerushalayim, in 2002. So he came to visit, I asked him to come to the show, and he brought the first ones that just come out. I was like, oh, now we can start, now it's working. And there and then we made a shiur in the yeshiva, we started learning the Seder. It's been 17 years already. Niflari wrote ke mishitavti ha-seminarim ha-mikol gavne ha-tzibu kulam yoishvim kshuvim rutakim talmere chachomim lecad balebatim chasidim anshemaisa lecad yegi ha-kapayim ha-molim b'panosom avrechi koilo b'churim skenim inarim b'kol amcha beis Yisrael. That's the peledika thing. U'bichlalam beis yankiv eilu anoshim v'advarim naimim v'orim legodol l'katon v'rechachod. What's amazing about these svarim is everybody enjoys them. Everybody gets something out of them. I've learned this with Balabatim, I've learned this with kids off the derech, I've learned this with Bochrim. Lo mashane, in every tchum, in every area, people get something out of the sefer. Balabatim, Talmidei Chachomim Niflogim, Beis Yaakov. In the Beis Yaakov, the shirim he gave, yeah, with the exact same shirim he gave in Beis Yaakov. I took him once to Bnei Brak. He had to give a shir in one of Beis Yaakov, one of the big Beis Yaakovs. I don't know, it's been about 1,000 girls sitting there. And I was interested to I wanted to go into how he spoke to girls, whatever. It was the same shirim that he gave everyone. The same no say whatever, and everyone was like, that's Torah. אז רובן ככולם מסכימים עם הדברים ואין להם תיינו הסוגה על הדברים נאמורים. No one says, no, it's not true, זה לא, I don't know anyone saying, זה לא נכון, מה הוא אמר? Which is quite unusual for כלל ישראל. עם הזמן הוא כיוסף ויוסף הצורך שהדברים יקלה בצור המייסיס ולא יישארו רק כשאיפה ורוצן בלבד. As you've noticed, we've been learning a lot of this stuff, and it remains to a large extent in the world of Ashkofa. A desire to be like that, a yearning of a lemaisa, this needs to translate into action. It's not enough to just stay in the world of Machshova and it's called Peka Machshova. First it has to be Machshova, but it has to translate into Maisa. בכל הספרים הקודמים עסקנו בצד הרשמי בצד השקופה של הדברים ואילו בספר זה אני רוצים להתמקד מהי נקודס הלמייסה אוי סלנו לישסים בתוך כל הנלמד למייסה like you come to me every day, no, what do I have to do now? We're learning השקופה safe and he wants to know what to do, מה קשר? This is the safer. אוי סלנו ישראל של אבי וירו המורגשת בסיום הסמינרים ומקשת למצוא למוקם לנוח ולכל על איזה פעול המייסיס. You want somewhere for all this Ashkof and all these wonderful ideas and these rayonot and the structure. It needs to chal somewhere. There needs to be a lamaisa. It's not enough to just get mit oirere and then go back to bed. You have to do something. Lerech Hashonim hayu rabim shibig shuladat ma hi adrocha hamaisis bekol adorim. What is the lamaisa of all of this? Ukedvarov shel haramban al hapasha im teiru v'im toiru resa'a v'at techapetz. Kasharim is oira the tshuva laavas Hashem or Yiru Shemaim. All of the kabbal al atzmei kabbalah maisis. Im teiru esava at the kafetz. It's not enough to kafetz to what you actually have to translate it into something lamaisa. That's with everything in the world, by the way. It's happening now. The mamash so hot of today. The world is upside down. If your eyes are even one nanometer open today, you understand we're living in cataclysmic times. Cataclysmic times. The machala that's flying around the world today, whatever. Somebody told me that I was supposed to go to London next week, fundraising. I told him, I'm not going. I said, why not? I said, when the world's like this, get onto an aeroplane. They found one guy who may have it, and I'm stuck in a quarantine for two. They found one in London yesterday. There's a guy with London with it now. Yeah. So London's in complete, I mean, you can imagine. Panic, why the whole world? The London is coming. That's almost like they say London's like in Bahola. The whole world's upside down. The weather. You know, the weather in Europe this year is totally, they haven't had weather like this for over 100 years. There's been no cold and no snow. Just major flooding. Flooding. Heavy, heavy flooding. Last year they were covered in snow. There were freeze outs, whatever. That's the normal weather. You watch the weather in England. I've been watching the weather. 9, 8, 6, 3. This is London in February. Where's the snow? No, snow, flooding. I mean, you know what I'm talking about.
There hasn't been snow really for a number of years, actually.
Maybe not in London, but I'm saying in Europe. Last year, Europe was caught in a terrible, terrible freeze. Nothing. Yeah? This country hasn't had weather like this, I said, over 50 years. The weather we had this year, 50 years. I mean, the Kinneret's flooding.
Yeah.
Last year, we were panicking, we don't have enough water. What's going to be? The Kinneret's Tachata, the third cover dome. They keep moving the cover dome. They are cover dome. You know, if it goes any lower than this, they've really gone down 3 cover domes. And by the time they now have to open the floodgates because the Kinneret's flooding. Like, the world is upside down. Besides everything else, the Asanot Rahman al-Itzlan, the Chinuch, the world's upside down. When a person sees something like this happening in the world, he has to change something. You have to take on something. You can't just stay with ideas. You have to, that's what the Ramban's telling you here. You have any soiruris, you have a look around and you see the world's gone nuts. Pitom, boom. No, really, it's in Ira. They're saying that the Israeli business world is terrified. They don't know what's going to be. They don't have air conditioners in this country for the summer's month that's coming now. We're going into summer now. All the air conditioning companies are starting to advertise and get ready to sell air conditioners. They don't have any. And they're not going to have any. Because the factories in Wuhan are all closed. And that's where Tadi Run and Electra have their factories.
Same for smartphones. Same for smartphones.
Everything. Everything. I have a family member who sells electronics. He has an electronics business or whatever. He has no stock. And he's not getting any. Air travel's down 40%. 40%. You know what that means? It means half the people that traveled 3 months ago aren't traveling now. LL says they're gonna make a loss this month of $30 million. Because they've cancelled all the Asian flights.
Yeah,
it's just one little airline. LL's a pitsy little airline. It's not even.
They don't want to sell travel insurance because people will cancel.
I'm just saying.
I have to go to Bar Mitzvah.
No, I'm just saying. The whole world is in a fucha, and we don't change. We stay the same.
March.
That's not right.
Beginning of March.
You have to take on one thing. You have to take on one thing. One thing, whatever, small, not a big thing, because you won't keep it. But one little thing has to change.
We control everything, but in fact we control
nothing. We have to do what we have to do, and I know that Akosh Bohu runs the world. You know where you see it so beautifully? We made a Sudas Prada last Shabbos. We Paro now until Pesach. We say goodbye to Paro. And we go away from Paro now. We'll see him again in Pesach. As when you make a Sudas Prada for Paro, what are you supposed to be thinking? Just look at the event. No, we Paro. We that little Paro.
Yeah.
In this matzav. What happened to Paro? Paro was in the middle of an act. He was on stage in a play. And he actually thought it was real. Hashem told Moshe already, I've worked it all out already. When Hashem told Moshe to go to Paro and tell him to let the Jewish people go, did Moshe think that he was going to say yes? No, because Hashem told him, I'll harden his heart, and he'll say no, and then you'll go back, and then we'll tell him, then we'll have the Makkas and whatever, until I destroy this place completely, going to be 10 Makkas. Moshe Rabbeinu, when he went into Paro and said, let my people go, he was in an act. He knew he was playing out an act. The whole thing was a hasaga. The whole thing was drama. Stickle Hollywood, yeah. And Moshe knew it. The only problem is, what was Paro thinking? He was thinking it's real. He thought he was in control. Well, should I let them go? Shouldn't I let them go? It's got nothing to do with you, you idiot. If I was Paro, you know what I would have done? If you were Paro, what would you have said? Your God's almighty. Yeah, he can do whatever he wants. If he wants them, let them take them. If he can take them, go. And if not, then they're not. What's it got to do with me? Mazakashola? Exactly what you say. We think we're in control. So that's us. We think if I got to work an hour early and I work hard and then I'm going to make more money. But it says, I call me Taknen Lifnei. Panosu Shel Adam Katsu mi Rosh Hashanah Rosh Hashanah. So you're in a player, you're in a hasaga. Rutz lepo, rats lepo, shlitz azeh, go yeah, quickly finish davening, run. What are you doing? You're not playing. And the script's been written already. Well, you can't change that script. This is Paro. That's what you have to take away from Paro. What do you think? So anyway, when the world changes like this, a person needs to know there has to be some lamaisa. Zichroini Shemayri v'Rebbe Agoin Rav Michal Be Do Weissmandel Zechet Tzadik v'Kodish Levrocha. It's good to read about him. He was a giant of a human being. Amalanu kama shanim achrei ha-shoah. And if you know who Rav Asmeindel was, Rav Asmeindel was one of the major players in Atzolus Nefoshes during the Holocaust. He wrote a book called Beina Metzarim, good art to read, Tisha B'Av, a good book to read on Tisha B'Av. He describes the Holocaust from his perspective. He describes how the Jewish bureaucratic authorities, anyway, it's not Tisha B'Av now, how they're responsible for the loss of Jewish lives, whatever. He describes the fights he had trying to get money to he had hidden in the palm of his hands that he could have bribed the Nazi, they would have let them go and whatever, and they wouldn't give him the money, and they wouldn't send the money from America. They have no idea what he went through. Anyway, just get in touch with who he was. Anyway, he was Rav Taub's Rebbe. He came back to America after the Holocaust and he started the Yeshiva in Nitra. It was the Yeshiva in Nitra, his Rav Weissman. Anyway. So he said like this, Yesh li hagosha shanachnu chayim betot. I have a feeling that we are living in error. Kishenitzilu shoh hamtinu b'kol eisu b'kol regel l'bias HaMashiach. As survivors of the Holocaust, we waited and waited every moment for Mashiach to come. Halo zeh ma sheichzik otanu b'kol ha'milchoma. What helped us get through the milchoma? The yearning, the waiting, new Mashiach is coming, Mashiach's tototot. We lived with the knowledge, it was possible when this all finished, it has to come. That's what kept us going. As a few years have passed since the war was, and we're still waiting for Mashiach. Amalana Rav Weissmandel, Anachnu Yoshim and Metzapim Mashiach, Kamo Adam Amamtim Bestea Tufa, Vu Yoshev Alam Mizvadot. We like that guy sitting at the airport on his suitcase waiting for the plane to take off that's been delayed. You're not doing anything, why not? I'm waiting for a plane. What are you doing? I'm waiting for a plane. We're waiting and waiting for Mashiach. We're not doing anything, we're just waiting for Mashiach. Mashiach's coming tomorrow, so get your suitcases and sit around doing nothing and waiting. Thinking, and it's very relevant today, this thinking that, you know, Mashiach's already here, Reb Chaim already said it, China's the sons of all. Yeah, Mashiach's here, Mashiach is ototot, Mashiach, you see all the simonim, everything's in place, Mashiach's coming. So we don't open our suitcase, we don't do anything because Mashiach's coming. It's a taut gadol. When it comes to Ruchnias, the Chasam Sofer says a person has to imagine Mashiach's never coming. Mashiach's not coming. You live your life now in Ruchnias like Mashiach's never going to come. You've got to do what you have to do on the basis that Mashiach might only come in 1,000 years. Shibudi Kot, he has to come in the next 250 years, 50, 100 years. Let's say you have to live your life. So somebody knocks on your door, you know, in everything in the world, there's a kosher taste of the treif. Mm-hmm. Everything in the world that's treif, Hashem gives you a kosher, there's a fish that tastes like chaza or whatever. You want to know what chaza tastes like? Go eat the grain of this fish, tastes like chaza or whatever. So Reberkovitz asked once, where's kosher apikosis? There's apikosis, it's treif. No, where's the kosher? Somebody wants to taste a bissel apikosis. How does it taste? Yeah, it's a dangerous thing, but where's the kosher apikosis? He says, when someone knocks on your door and he's hungry, pretend that there's no God. You feed him. When the noni comes to the door, so I give him a shekel, because you know what? Hashem will take care of him. Hashem yazor, give him a shirin betochen and send him on his way. No. When it comes to helping another Jew, there is no Hashem. You have to do everything. When it comes to my ruchnias, there is no Hashem. You have to sit and learn now. Hashem Yazor. No, he's not going to help you because he's not yet to help you. When it comes to your Bechira, your Tachlis in the world, you have to do everything. Of course, you have to know that it's Hashem and he's helping you. We're not talking about becoming proper apikosim, but if you want a little taste of kosher apikosis, when you're trying to help another Jew, pretend that you're the only one. He's got no one else to help him. You're the only one that can help him, and go help him. Liftoach as a mizvedot, we have to open our suitcases. L'reikan or tochnan l'poil l'man shmois barach. We have to work for Hashem. We have to. ליאיס כמו נוח אחרי המבול שהנחיל ליישי וסעילם כלבנות עויסה מחדש. When Noah came out of the Bateva, there was a chulban. Terrible chulban. Terrible chulban. What did Noah do? Well, he made a mistake. He went to drink something first, and then he went to build. Rav Asherman said, after chulban, there's no time for a drink. You have to start building. There's no time for nechama. Noah wanted a bit of nechama. He planted a vineyard, it says, right? He was taken to task for that. He wanted to just... he wanted a painkiller. There's no time for painkillers, Rav Asherman said. After the Holocaust, you have to build. There's no time for anything else. Reb Simcha never made this mistake. Reb Simcha was opening yeshivas while the Holocaust, after the Holocaust, he was running around opening yeshivas all over the world. Building, building, building. That's what they had to do. Reb Aaron, a few yechidim understood this. Reb Weissman himself opened the yeshiva straight after the Holocaust. Chayvim lekachach achrayut. You have to take responsibility. Eloyis kama Avram Avinu shelokach achrayut al doire. Bitmoided keneged kol ha'olam. And he mamash... had a battle with the entire world, Ozav es kol ha'hevel, v'osum ha'focho olamis. He left aside all the narishkeit, all the stupidity in the world, and created a total world revolution. Avram Avinu mechoyne b'mikra Avram ha'hoivai. U'mi sh'oivis ha'kodosh bo'ch ha'eni yoichel isha adish v'l'sheves pe'efes maisa. Somebody who loves Hashem and he sees what's going on in the world today, can't just sit back and say, kol b'seder, lo koshu alai. Ain't the vakas there. Maaz Dvorov Shala Ravindal Odruk Vashishim Shana. Since Rav Weizmandel said what he said, we've already had 60 years, okay, he's Borat Kamahu Tzodek. Look how right he was. Ein lanu aschut rak l'sheves l'antin l'boshu Mashiach. You don't have the right to just sit and wait for Mashiach. Srichim l'choylel ma'fochois. The person has to make radical changes. A Mashiach lo bo ki adayin lo asinu samut lo leit. Mashiach hasn't come because we haven't done what's necessary. Lo dai lanu listapek sheboruch Hashem kam do letiferes. It's not enough to just sit back and rest on our laurels and say, wow, look what a wonderful generation we've created after the Holocaust. El aleinu lechoylel mahafocho ruchnis. The time has come to create a spiritual revolution. The kol mishim is boinu v'matzav doreinu. Anybody who's meditated... keep going. No, but it's not pacing up and down, and there's besides Baruch, no one else is here. Call me Shem is Boinan b'matzav d'reinu. Whoever will meditate on the matzav of our generation, if you're still sane afterwards, noichach lirot she'anachnu chayim b'dor meyuchad. We're living in a very unique generation. Ha'olam kula afilu mibchina gashmi is fizit, mitgalgel u'mitafech. Just the physical world is nothing like it ever looked like. Ein makom v'pina achas rugur boilam. There's not one place in the world that's calm and tranquil and chilled. Oilam shur be'adrila moisia bilti musberis. What is that word? Adrila moisia.
English?
I don't know.
No, it's
we don't know. This wasn't translated into English. Adrila moisia. I don't know. Ma'afochas tzviyot u'mediniyot be'kol Europa kula. Sorry, Ba'atzis Arav, Mitzrayim, Syria, Yarden, Loiv, although the whole Arab world is in turmoil. For Adgam, Russia, Ukraine, Einu Yitzivot, the whole Russian, Ukrainian, that whole area, China, Europa, Kula Mitaslemes, the whole of Europe becoming Muslimified. Vein Bo Shum Yitzivot, no in the world is there calm, peace anywhere. America, Be'ikvoseya, Ruadas, Ve'einu Matzliche, Lishlet Al Atera, Magialaya. America's dealing with its internal terror problems, the terrorism problems in America. I'm going to add in, yeah, all the anti-Semitic attacks taking place in America today. Who would have thought that living in America as a Jew was too dangerous to walk in the streets? 6 months ago, who would have said? 6 months ago, who would have said? Yeah, could be careful where you walk at night, or day, anyway. The whole world sitting mamash on a time bomb. Kashikulam Yodim Shedai Begafrukatan Latzitla Vi Labot Shelo Yechabe Loinim Visro Koloilo. We all know that there's one mistake somewhere out there, whatever, can send the world into who knows. Yeah, a few weeks ago when America killed this Mashiach of Iran and Iran started attacking American, who knows what could have come from that? Who this Chesed Hashem that who knows? One more, you never know. It's like this. The other thing you need to know is none of the leaders of the world give a damn. There's There's nobody to say there's a solution to the world's problems. There's got up some one little leader and said, okay, listen, guys, I've got a 5-year plan, I've got a 10-year plan, you know. Even the biggest Hashem, Stalin, Yamach Shmai, all these people, they had plans. They had tochnit, they had an ideology. It was a sick ideology, but it was an ideology at least. Today, someone's got ideology out there. The only ideology today is make hay while the sun shines. Enjoy your life. Eat, drink, and be merry, because tomorrow you die. As somebody said, the world is very short, you better enjoy it. And as the wise man replied, Olam Haba is very long, you better get ready for it. Let's just carry on. You asked for this, that's what I said. I wanted to do the other safer. This one's... This came out recently.
Flying would be a pain.
So what are you worried?
No, but no, what I did is...